Monster Morning Team on WSGW. 6:41's the time. Charlie, Denise, and Pat, and you.
Takes me back.
Man, some great 60s and early 70s music from the... Well, at that time when they started, it was Young Rascals. Before it was just the Rascals.
Rascals.
I just saw this note and I wanted to... It's a tribute, unfortunately.
Oh, what happened?
The original drummer, Dino Danelli, has passed away.
Oh,
yeah. Passed away yesterday, it says here. News just coming out this morning, though. This is according to his bandmates on a Facebook post. He was 78 years old. He was credited with bringing a jazz man's virtuosity to the rock and roll sound of the Rascals. It's with a broken heart that I must tell you of the passing of Dino Danelli. That's from the Rascals guitarist Gene Cornish. He was my brother and the greatest drummer I've ever seen. Rest in peace, Dino. Hmm. I love you, brother. So,
wow.
Yeah, about that. And, of course, Good Loving. Great number one song. In fact, it was their first number one song of the three they had. Good Loving. Groovin',
yeah.
It was like that.
What
and
was the other one?
People Got to Be Free.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A couple of other top 10 songs you'd recognize. A Beautiful Morning. How Can I Be Sure? I didn't realize the band was together for such a short period of time. It says the original band was 65 to 72 before a breakup.
Well, okay.
And then they got back together a couple of times. And if I understand correctly, Felix Cavalieri, the lead singer, is still... with another band member doing a little Rascals touring at this time.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
They're still kind of, because they all have to be up into their mid to upper 70s at this point, as all those 60s bands are.
right. Yeah. You know, though, that's something, though, when you were just playing that, the drumming is very tight in Good Lovin'. I mean, he kind of keeps the song going. And, maybe a little underrated.
Could be.
Yeah.
You think of some of the other drummers that are noted from the 60s,
mm-hmm.
that maybe Dino didn't get the accolades.
Yeah, maybe so. And by the way, when I said it takes me back, some of you are going to say, wait a second, Pat, you weren't alive back then. That is true. what I always remember is one of my early memories of being a kid was when the Big Chill came out, I think 1981 or 82, and my parents... bought the soundtrack. Like there were two volumes because there was so much music in that movie, and that was one of the songs that was played.
Okay.
So that's how I got to. In a way, is because they got that soundtrack. That's where my education into 60s music all started.
Not a bad education.
No.
And isn't that how it happens a lot of times? Is when the music from the earlier eras is used in a movie or something
like that, mm-hmm. Yeah, usually.
And brings it into the spotlight again.
Mm-hmm.
And
the
generation discovers it and
new
says,
generation.
Hey, what was that?
Right.
Yeah. I remember when my kids discovered ABBA. They thought it was all new music.
there's a scene in The Big Chill, too, when the Kevin Klein character, he's playing, I think, Procol Harum. And Jeff Goldblum says, you know, there has been good music ever since the 60s. And mm-hmm. Kevin Klein says, name one.
Good line.
For a lot of people.
You're right, yeah. Yes.